One-on-one in Jerusalem. I'm Chris Foster, Fox News. President Biden meeting with Israel's Prime Minister Yair Lapid today says the United States is completely devoted to Israel's security. The President and Prime Minister are holding a joint news conference after a virtual summit with the leaders of India and the United Arab Emirates.
The two expected to sign a declaration reaffirming the bonds between the U.S. and Israel and expanding the security relationship between the two nations. The White House calls the declaration significant because it includes a commitment to never allow Iran to acquire a nuclear weapon. After that, the president's expected to meet U.S. athletes headed to Israel's Maccabee Games with over 10,000 athletes from around the world. Jill Nato, Fox News.
Another COVID vaccine made by Novavax is expected to be available this month, approved for emergency use by the Food and Drug Administration in adults for now. It's a more traditional vaccine than the ones delivering genetic instructions to the body made by Pfizer and Moderna, and it can be used as a first vaccination course or a booster shot for any of the others. The latest inflation figures could get in the way of the Democrats' spending plans.
West Virginia Democrat Joe Manchin says the 9.1% inflation rate is a clear and present danger to the economy and says Congress cannot add any more fuel to the inflation fire with spending aspirations. Inflation concerns by Manchin stalled talks last year on a large budget bill Democrats had hoped to pass without any Republican support. Since then, Manchin has been negotiating a much smaller package with Democratic leader Chuck Schumer, focused on reducing prescription drug prices and extending Medicare.
Fox's Jared Halpern. Ukraine's President Zelensky calls Russian missile strikes in the city of Vinnytsia today an open act of terrorism. At least 12 people, including a child, are reported killed, 25 people injured. Ukraine's National Police says three missiles hit an office building. America's listening to Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Ben Domenech, Fox News contributor and editor of the Transom.com daily newsletter. And I'm inviting you to join a conversation every week. It's the Ben Domenech Podcast.
Subscribe and listen now by going to FoxNewsPodcasts.com.
A judge in Virginia says no to tossing out a $10 million judgment against the actress Amber Heard for defaming her ex, Johnny Depp. Her attorneys argued that the jury's ruling was not supported by the facts and also claimed there should be a mistrial over one of the jurors who responded to a summons meant for his father with the same last name in the same household. The judge who heard the case and ruled on the mistrial request says there's no evidence of any fraud or wrongdoing. The NAACP's National Convention starts today in New Jersey.
The 113th NAACP National Convention kicks off at the Atlantic City Convention Center and nearby venues today. It runs until July 20th and is the group's first in-person event following a two-year hiatus because of the pandemic. The advocacy and social justice organization says this year's theme is "This is Power," explaining it will bring together elected officials, faith leaders, and entertainers for workshops and discussions, drawing attention to issues facing Black communities, including voting, police reform, student debt, and reproductive rights. Vice President Kamala Harris and New Jersey Senators Cory Booker and Bob Menendez are expected to make appearances. Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
The British Open golf tournament's underway in Scotland.
Among the leading contenders is Masters champ Scottie Scheffler. He also won the World Match Play Championship and was second at the U.S. Open. Xander Schauffele was victorious in his last two outings at the Travelers Championship in Connecticut and at last week's Scottish Open. 2014 British Open winner Rory McIlroy has won the Canadian Open, was second at the Masters, and finished tied for fifth at the U.S. Open. And 2017 champ Jordan Spieth has the lowest average score per round at the tournament since 2015. Averaging 69.1, Tiger Woods is seeking his third career claret jug on the old course. Bob Mortali, Fox News.
Ahead of the opening bell on Wall Street, Dow futures are down 399 points. I'm Chris Foster, Fox News.
Pull up a chair and join me, Rachel Campos Duffy.
And me, former U.S. Congressman Sean Duffy, as we share our perspective on the discussions happening at kitchen tables across America.
Download From the Kitchen Table, The Duffys, at FoxNewsPodcasts.com or wherever you download podcasts.